Jack and Annie kept climbing and counting. Drawing closer to the top of the tower, Jack heard piano music. As they climbed higher, the music grew louder. Finally, Jack and Annie climbed onto a third platform. 1,652, gasped Jack. They were almost at the very top of the tower. A spiral staircase led from the platform up to a terrace. Jack's leg muscles ached, his head hurt, his heart pounded. But we have to keep going, he whispered. He and Annie dragged themselves up the spiral staircase that led to the terrace. They both collapsed and sat on the top step, trying to breathe. A flag overhead flapped noisily. Damp with sweat, Jack felt chilled by the wind. The piano music was coming from a small apartment on the terrace. I wonder who's playing, said Annie, still gasping for breath.
Maybe one of the magicians, said Jack.
Or the sorcerer, said Annie.
Jack felt a surge of fear. It almost took away his tiredness.
We have to make him disappear, he said.
He stood up shakily.
Let's look through the window, said Annie.
The two of them struggled against the wind as they staggered to the window of the apartment. When they peeked in, they saw a cozy room with leather chairs and glowing lamps. A man with a trim, pointed beard was playing the piano. Behind him stood an elderly man with a graying beard, a big man with a bushy white beard, and a friendly-looking man with no beard. All of them were smiling and nodding their heads in time to the music.
There are four of them in there, whispered Jack.
Is the fourth one the sorcerer? Said Annie. Or is he the fourth new magician?
I don't think any of them are the sorcerer, whispered Jack. None of them look evil. They all look pretty nice.
What is this place anyway? Said Annie.
Let's check the book, said Jack.
He pulled out the guidebook and looked up Eiffel Tower. He found a drawing of the tower. Each platform was labeled. The area at the top read, At the very top of the tower is the apartment of Gustav Eiffel. A picture showed Gustav Eiffel sitting in his apartment.
Look, he's the guy playing the piano, said Jack.
He read on.
Gustav Eiffel is one of the world's master engineers. He built the Eiffel Tower with glass and iron, the world's newest building materials. Since these materials are lighter than stone or brick, structures can be built very tall. The tower's open design and its iron beams keep it stable in strong winds.
He's the fourth magician, whispered Jack. The magician of iron. He bends the metals of earth and triumphs over the wind.
They're all together now, said Annie. Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, Louis Pasteur, and Gustav Eiffel, the four new magicians.
And the evil sorcerer hasn't shown up yet, said Jack.
Come on, said Annie. We have to warn them about him.
And find out their secrets before he does, said Jack.
He and Annie walked to the door of the apartment. Annie knocked. The night fell silent as the piano music stopped.
Oh, brother, thought Jack. How would they explain such a weird situation to these famous men?
The door of the apartment opened. Gustav Eiffel looked out.
Yes, he said.
Hello, can we come in? Asked Annie.
Mr. Eiffel looked startled.
Goodness, I seem to be having many unexpected guests tonight. How did you get up here, little girl? I thought the elevators were closed.
My brother and I climbed the stairs, said Annie.
Oh, my, that's a very long climb for two children, said Mr. Eiffel. Or anyone else, for that matter. Did someone invite you to a party here, too?
Not exactly, said Annie.
Well, come in anyway. The more the merrier.
Mr. Eiffel stepped back to let Annie and Jack inside. Then he closed the door behind them. The four men looked curiously at Jack and Annie.
Before you tell us about yourselves, allow me to introduce my other unexpected guests, said Mr. Eiffel. This is Dr. Louis Pasteur.